Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge Afternoon Market Update. And we did see some pressure across corn and soybeans today and a little bit of a better performance out of wheat. May corn finished at 630 and three quarters, down 2 3/4, wide ranging day today. We were as high as 644, as low as 627 and a quarter. July beans 610.5, down 1 1/4. December at 551 3/4, down 2 3/4. Corn had been trading a little bit better through most of the day, but the weakness in the soybeans drug the corn lower. May beans at 1418, down 30.5 cents. July at 1397 1/4, down 27 3/4. November beans at 1256 1/4, down 16 1/4. Does look like the fund selling caught up with the soybeans here over the last session or two, and it'll be interesting to see where next week's commitment of traders report puts the fund position. May soybean oil at 52.27, down 2.37. May soybean meal 4.38.20, down 13.40. Crush margins had been very supportive to the soybeans, and pardon the pun, but the crush margins got crushed and they're back to the lowest levels we've seen in several months. Moving on to the wheat in Chicago, May at 6.58.5, down 5. May Kansas City wheat at 8.17, down 5 3/4. May Minneapolis at 8.41 1/4, up 7 1/4. May rice at 17.57, up 32. Cotton lower across the board as we're breaking through the bottom end of the range. May cotton at 77.58 was down 70. July at 78.19, down 70. December new crop 79.26, down 55. Export sales came out today. They were spectacular for corn, as expected with the big Chinese purchases. They were okay for cotton. Wheat and soybeans lagged a little bit. June live cattle at 155.65, down 25. May feeders at 198.42, down 35. Hogs 89.37, they were up 3 on the day. May milk at 18.98 was up 31. May orange juice 243.95, up 3.50. Crude oil reversed some pretty good earlier gains, and we're now at 69.30, down $1.60. Stock market had been doing better, but then a little wave of risk-off hit and turned everything around. May diesel at 256.65, down 4 cents a gallon. Unleaded gasoline, 255.15, down just shy of a penny a gallon. Natural gas at 227 was down 4. Gold had a great day. $2,015 an ounce, up $49.20. Silver at 23.22 was up 43 cents. The dollar was actually higher at 102.53, up 18, as nervousness did return to the financial markets. Stocks did finish the day better, but well off their best levels. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 32,105, up 75. That is a solid 400 points off the best levels of the day. S&P 539.46 finished the day up about 10, and that was about 70 points off its best level. NASDAQ Composite, 11,787, up 117, or about 1%. At one point, this was up about 2.5%. Interest rates turned volatile later in the session. They'd been quiet most of the morning, but we did get some testimony from Treasury Secretary Yellen that did induce some volatility. The 2-year at 3.79, down 14 basis points. The 10-year at 3.39, down 4 basis points. The 30-year at 3.67, up 2 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.